Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. I bet you're all wondering what's been going on with me and my online cucky hubby. I don't know. He's been away a lot. He told me he's got a girlfriend, but you know, I don't know about that because he's such a little dick loser. I mean, who is going to put up with this little cock? He says it's 3 inches, but he sent me a picture. I mean, it looked more like an inch. It was very cute. It was sitting on a nest of curly little pubes, and I don't know. He's such a great guy, but it's too bad he's such a loser. Loser, loser with a little dick. Okay, well, getting back to what's been going on. As you know, Miss Mandy has a house at the beach, and this summer I went to great lengths to enjoy myself. Normally, I'm busy doing other things, but we went out and bought lots of new patio furniture, lots of beach chairs, beautiful stacks of thick velour beach towels and umbrellas. They have these beach umbrellas in every color. I took lots of pictures of us on the beach, and the, you know, those umbrellas, they just look so pretty. It looked like a picture. Well, in the meanwhile, people are not driving. A lot of the people I know, even though we live at the shore, they go off to the Hamptons every year, and they've been doing this ever since I was a little kid. But this year, they're staying close to home. They tell me that the traffic on the Long Island Expressway is impossible. They're sick of sitting in it. And, you know, it's just a time waster. And they know, you know, I have all these big parties at my house, some weekends more so than others. So everybody's been piling down in my house, and it's great. Some stay the night. We have extra sleeping quarters, lots of couches that turn into hide-a-beds, and we stuff more than one person on them. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. People sleep on the beach at night if they can. We've got an outdoor patio with a, you know, screened in area, so they can sleep out there on beach chairs. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, some of the sissies stopped by this year all at the same time. Like, there were a whole bunch of them, and they were out, you know, gallivanting around on the beach in these little sheer panties because they think that it amuses me. And it does. I mean, it really does. I can't say that it doesn't because I really like it. They clean the house, they go shopping, they get the lobsters ready, they get the clam bake ready, they, you know, go and get the, they go crabbing, they have a ball. They go out and they get the crabs, and I like to boil big pots of corn on the cob, and we get kegs of beer, and, you know, everybody is pretty much set for the weekend. We like to do four-day weekends, and as I said, these sissies, they do the house in these pink panties, but yeah, there's this woman, she's older, and she lives next door, so she complained to the police. You know, I mean, my husband's a lawyer, and we're on the beach, and there's these guys running around in these panties, and, you know, even though some of them claim to have little cocks, some of them don't have such little cocks, so, you know, you get to see quite a package running around, which is part of the reason I really enjoy it. So, anyway, this older woman, you know, she didn't come to me first. She just called the police. And the guy that showed up, because I'm sort of like notorious in the area, he is a trooper that actually I had a thing with for a while, and he is a hunk, Richie, and I love Richie. And he showed up, and I went, oh boy, lucky me. So he gave me a warning, and I told him he should make himself comfortable and, you know, go get some food and lobster and make himself at home on the beach. And meanwhile, I sent the sissies off to this a mall that's nearby to buy some Speedos. I figured they could get them. There's like, you know, there's a girls' swim team at the local high school, so I knew that there was a place where they went to get their swimwear. And just so happens they had some pink Speedos there. I had sissies running around in pink Speedos. The old lady could not complain anymore. These faggots were all fucking covered up for me. Oh man, it was a sight, really, really a sight. All these little pink asses running around on the beach, and they were covered, and she was steaming. I saw her out on her deck, and she was livid. But I mean, you know, we don't make a lot of noise, and we do our own thing, but she's a busybody. Okay, back to my online cucky hubby. So this weekend really was no different than any other weekend. My real man boyfriend was over, Tyrone, and I decided to blindfold him. I did this, I thought this was such a great idea, really. I don't know, you know, I like to sort of crank things up a bit and make it more interesting. So I blindfolded him. I had stripped out of my clothes. Oh man, I was wearing the most smoking hot Victoria's Secret bathing suit. It was in a turquoise and had this like Egyptian motif on it. And oh, it had this nice cover up. And I'm really dark. I mean, I'm probably ruining my skin. I have a lot of sunscreen on, but I went to this Hollywood tan place, and I can't tell if it's from the sun or from the tanning salon. I blindfolded Tyrone and I took my online cucky hubby by the hand and brought him up to the bedroom. I told him to wait outside. So me and Tyrone stripped out of our clothes, and I mean, he is hung. He's got what I call a porno cock, which means it hangs down halfway down his leg, and that's soft, and it's thick. I mean, it takes two hands to get that piece of meat, you know, up. It stays up when it's up. I mean, he's a man's man, that's for sure. I mean, he loves to play with me. And I wasn't so sure if he was going to want my online cucky hubby to suck him off. Okay, gang, here's another thing. And I mean, if you go back, I don't know where, somewhere back in the depths of my blog, there's a post which I think is pretty funny where I go on to tell about how I really have no use for sucking cock because I get other guys now to suck it for me. They get dicks hard. They suck cock. I mean, they love it. You know what? I don't really think it's good for my face to exert myself that way, you know? So, all you cocksuckers out there are in luck because usually I like to have a cocksucker in the bedroom with me. And I thought since my online cucky hubby is such a little dick loser and a cocksucker, it would be perfect. So I told him to wait outside by the door. I left the door ajar. And I told him once I had my real man boyfriend blindfolded, he should come in. I was on my knees in front of him and I started stroking him. My real man boyfriend's big, huge cock. And then, I wiggled my finger and my online cucky hubby got over quietly on his knees. He had his little pink Speedo on. There was a big white spot in front. Ooh, loser, who was all excited at the prospect of sucking this big cock. Well, I fed him this big dick. my online cookie hubby. You know, he's gotten to be quite a good cocksucker, and he started sucking away at this thing. He was sucking and slurping and licking his balls. Well, after a few minutes of this, my real man boyfriend ripped off the blindfold and said, "Hey, you got a cocksucker down there. I knew it." He says, "I knew that wasn't you, Mandy. I knew it." And we both just burst out laughing. Well, my online cookie hubby's face got beet red, but it did not. He did not miss a beat. He did not take that cock out of his mouth. He just kept sucking away, sucking away, sucking away at this big cock. Well, he was sucking away and sucking away and sucking away. Well, I told him, "Don't you dare let him come. I want some of that action." Okay, so reluctantly, I could see his little stiffy getting hard. I mean, that little dick of his looked like it was a full 3 inches. Loser! Well, I laid back on the bed. Well, actually, I got on my knees and I told my loser online cucky hubby to get underneath me and to take that tongue of his and start licking away at my clitty. And my real man boyfriend took his big fat cock and he slipped it into my pussy and he pounded away at me, and his big balls were slamming away at my online cookie's face. Oh, I almost felt sorry for him, but he was licking me so good. I mean, I just didn't miss a beat. Oh, and I exploded all over my online cookie hubby's face, and my online cookie hubby just licked it all up, and I mean, my real man boyfriend was still pounding away, exploding inside of me. And then I sat on my online cookie hubby's face. I dripped it all in. I said, "Come on, clean me up, loser. You are a fucking loser. Clean up this nasty mess." I almost considered just getting dressed. I mean, he cleaned me up so good, but I mean, you know, ew. So I took a nice shower. And, you know, as you know, it's my birthday. This Tuesday, July 15th, it's Mandy's birthday. My online cucky hubby has already sent me some perfume, and I have suggested maybe a few more birthday gifts for me, maybe a book and this pretty necklace. Well, I put some more things on my wish list, and I think he should go there and buy them for me because he spoils Miss Mandy because he loves me. And I love him too, which is why I let him suck some more people off. At first, I thought I was going to let him lick me under the table at dinner that night. You know, they were getting the lobster ready. I mean, I could smell everything up in my bedroom as I showered. So I came up with this little idea. I said, "Look, if you can tell which of the perfumes I have on, you're off the hook. But if you can't, you're going to have to suck some more cock tonight." I mean, is that a punishment for him or not? Loser. Okay, to make short work of this, I put on some Dior Romantic Poison and some Romance by Ralph Lauren, and he couldn't tell them apart. I took a hot, luxurious shower. Oh, gosh, yeah. And I rubbed, I've got this really expensive body lotion. It's by Borghese, and I rubbed that all over my body, and I took out, it's from Victoria's Secret also, it's a dress, a white muslin peasant dress, it's sheer, and I had a white push-up bra and white lace panties that just came out. I got it at Victoria's Secret with a gift certificate from one of my admirers, and any of you guys, you know, if you want my private Victoria's Secret wish list, you can ask me for it. I have to email it to you, so I just can't send it out at random, although I am tempted to do that. I have a rather large mailing list. I don't know if everybody would want it, but anyhow, don't forget, July 15th is Mandy's birthday. Go to my wish list and send me stuff, guys. Come on. You know, you get this chance once a year. I know last year I had a lot of fun opening stuff. Okay, so basically, I had my loser online cookie hubby get under the table, and I was way too sore from the afternoon of being pounded by my real man boyfriend. So there were other takers here, and my online cucky hubby, I just love him so. I mean, he is amazing. He just serviced everybody. I mean, the gang had a lot of fun. And I should mention the other sissies that were there. They had fun too. But as always, my online cucky hubby spoils me, and I own and control him. And he is addicted to Miss Mandy. You know it, and I know it. So, online cookie hubby, who are you addicted to? Loser, you are addicted to Miss Mandy. You need me to make your little dick hard. I get you excited like no one else does. You are addicted to Miss Mandy. I own you. I control you. Who owns you? Miss Mandy owns you. Doesn't she? You are addicted to me. Mwah! Hope that little clitty of yours is nice and hard. Go buy me some gifts, loser. Bye-bye.